Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, for a live feed. Subscribe to the page. The morning show's on the right. My show's on the left. You want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, we are there as well. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. To say the least, true that, right? We follow the Christ. Tomorrow, heads up, we're going to be having this guy on. His name is Kevin Sorbos. Just did a little homework on him yesterday and actually had lunch with him and his wife. We did an event out in Arizona about 8 years ago, and they came into Minnesota. They came down to the ministry center. Then we went to Famous Dave's to have some dinner. But with that said, I was thinking about him the other day, and I called up Kevin and said, you want to get a little airtime? And he said, sure, let's do it. Kevin is a Christian, so we want to hear his testimony. He had the number one show in the world. It was called Hercules. You guys all remember that? This is craziness, isn't it? And so, anyways, for those that have been paying attention to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, over the last couple weeks, we've had guests. And we've had guests on the show for the very purpose that I need a little help recouping my voice, right? Because now, tomorrow, we're going on another tour, okay? And that's going to be a two-week tour as well. And we are just being spent in the cause and for the cause because we believe that at the end of the day, we're going to win the day in Jesus' name, just like everybody else that believes God, right? And so I was having a conversation with one of my friends. He's got a national ministry, and or should I say an acquaintance, who's becoming a friend. Let's put it that way. And what's interesting about it is we were just talking about, you know, we just had Jesse Ventura on and other guests. And he said, you know what? I have a friend here. His name is Nikita Koloff. And I said, who's that? He said, he used to be a pro wrestler. As a matter of fact, he was the heavyweight wrestling champion, right? And I'm thinking, okay. He said, but Bradley, he's a preacher now. And I said, interesting. And so I had a conversation with Nikita Koloff yesterday, and he's pure American. His whole spiel was that he was a Russian wrestler. And we started to have a conversation yesterday, and it looks like we're probably going to pull him up next Wednesday as a guest to kind of talk about what has happened to the men, the effeminization of men in this country. He said, Bradley, that's what I do. He goes, I talk about how men have become effeminate and what they need to do to man up. And he said, we also talk about the family in the gist. And I said, well, let me do a little homework and let's pull you up. And so anyways, rewinding just a little bit in this conversation that we had, he told me he was born in North Minneapolis and he was raised in North Minneapolis. And I said, well, that's funny because I was raised up in North Minneapolis and 36 other places in Minneapolis, St. Paul before I moved to the place where I live now. And I said, where did you live? He grew up five blocks away from me. He's about, 9 years older than me. But what a small world, friends. What a small world. So what we're going to do is next weekend, we're going to pull up this guy. He is the heavyweight champion of the world during his time.
He journeyed the earth, killing the minions of his wicked stepmother, Hera.
Okay, so here, I want to do this. I want you to check this, and I want you to hear for what it says, because it is humorous to no end. I'm not saying that to be mean or disrespectful, but I am just showing you this is because, you know, as well as I do, friends, this is all fake, right? Pro wrestling is fake, and I hate to hurt some of your feelings and rain on some of your parades, but it's fake. And so here's Nikita Koloff, and I want you to check this out. He was the world heavyweight champion, and this is him right there on the left. We're going to have him on next Wednesday. He was the world heavyweight champion, and now he's a preacher. But his whole spiel, as I said earlier, was that, look, he's a big boy, man. So the guy to the right with the belt on. And interestingly enough, he's a preacher now, but his whole spiel was that he was a Russian. But he's full-blooded American, just to show you how fake it really is. So anyways, okay, I mean, we're just getting some cool folks coming out of the woodwork here. I mean, a lot of these guys have been saved now, but I'm not, like, looking for, in particular, pro wrestlers. I wasn't looking for that, but it was referred to me. Bradley, talk to this guy. He's a great guy. As a matter of fact, he lives right in my backyard. Called him up. Super cool guy. So we're going to pull him up as well. And, folks, I suspect that this will all kind of slow down after a while, but again, I'm just looking for a little help to recoup concerning my voice. And you know what? We want to make it count. If we're going to get people up on the radio as guests, the last thing I want to do is entertain people. What I do want to do is build up people in the faith. That is the purpose of what a preacher is supposed to do. But I like hearing other people's testimonials as well. And hopefully we're going to get that from Kevin Sorbo tomorrow. And next week we will have Nikita Koloff. And then that Thursday as well, there's a brand new documentary. I want you to do your homework. There's a documentary out there called The Angel Has Fallen, and it's about Extortion 17 and how your government, once again, was doing everything in their power to cover up the crimes committed against those Navy SEALs that were killed during Extortion 17. Don Brown was the attorney in that case and is the attorney in that case, and we're going to pull him up, and he's going to shed some light on what's going on concerning Extortion 17, because we all know how it was sold to the American people. It was shot down by a bunch of Muslims. Oh, my goodness, friends, there's so much more to it than that. During the week, please, between now and next Wednesday, do your homework and watch The Angel Has Fallen. The Angel Has Fallen. And again, we're going to pull up Don Brown, the attorney, as well as a guest on that documentary, which was great. It was second to none. It really was. And if you really have a care about what's going on in your country, folks, this is the information you need, because once again, corruption in government is lying to the American people. But I got to say this as well. When you start killing and trading off Navy SEALs, which our government, which we pay about $1 million to build up concerning each Navy SEAL, when your government starts sacrificing our Navy SEALs, you know that there's something seriously wrong. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that there's something seriously wrong going on in your country. But we can write it. We have the power under God to write it, and that's what we're all about here. We want the resolve, and the way that we do that is keep the commandments of the Lord in keeping His judgments and His statutes to keep and to do them. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, my son just came in here and told me that documentary is called Fallen Angel Call Sign Extortion 17. Don Brown. Fallen Angel Call Sign Extortion 17. One more time. Fallen Angel Call Sign Extortion 17. Thank you for that cross-check, Sam. I appreciate that. I want to show you something really quick concerning what's been going on over the last 3 years. In not just in our country, but on a global basis, it's been quite taxing on people, to say the least. And people are in despair. And I want to define despair for you, because despair, friends, defines out as being a people that are responsible for turning their back on God. And what does that look like? Well, you have no hope. And the fact of the matter is, if you have no hope, you become to the point where you despair. But keep in mind, you are doing it to yourselves. And now the reason I'm bringing this up is because Daniel 9:7 tells us this in the King James Version. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. Why? Because we have forgotten him. And again, Daniel 9:7 says, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day to the men of Judah, his children, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, his people, and unto all Israel, his people, that are near and them that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee. Here, let me take it a step further. You are in the predicament in every given scenario in this country because of the despising of the word of God. This applies to every country on this globe, okay? This applies to every country on this globe. This applies to all peoples of every country, friends. Whatever it is that we're having to deal with today, it's because the people at large have set themselves up to put up with it, right? And we've said this before in the past, and we'll say it again. Every country deserves the government that they have. Why? Especially in this country, because in this country, we are the government. Now, again, what I want to do is I want to show you this video And it's a teacher in Italy. They keep dropping more mandates, and they call them the super green passes there in Italy. And this is a teacher that just had enough. So much so, friends, that he lit himself on fire. I kid you negative. And I want you to see this because it's horrific, first of all. Did he live? I don't know that he lived or he died, but I'm telling you what, he lit himself up. And this isn't just like a small flame, friends. He really lit himself up in a big way. And again, this is a teacher in Italy that has put himself in a position of turning his back on God, which again defines out to be despair. And this is what happens when you lose all hope in your government rather than in God. Because if your hope is in God, you would never in a million years even think twice about doing something like this. I mean, you want to talk about self-inflicting? Oh, my goodness. Check this out. A teacher sets himself on fire. He's lost all hope. And this is because of the mandates that have fallen to himself and all of those in Italy. He's a teacher at a school, and I suspect that he's come to the end of himself concerning all of the harassment and the oppressive measures that have been taken against the people in that prospective country. You know, at the bottom line is this. All of the issues that we're having on a global basis right now, it's easy to point the finger at corruption in government because, again, friends, they're merely doing what you're allowing them to do. In Canada, you can see what happens when the people don't put up with it anymore. That used to be America, by the way. We're proud of you guys over in Canada. By the way, if you're in Canada and you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Or you have an update as to what's going on over there in Canada. We know that last night, speaking of Canada, Reuters report, that's another propaganda outlet, but they reported that the vaccine mandates have now been halted in government. But there's more information that we haven't been given yet, because the truckers there and the convoys there, they refuse to budge. So there's more to what's going on than what we're being told right now. But they've gotten their step back, but I trust that the people in Canada right now are not going to settle for them giving back to the people just a little bit of their freedoms. No, I suspect that the truckers in Canada right now are saying absolutely no way. We're getting it all back. We've gone this far. We're going to go all the way. We're going to go all the way. Well, going all the way, just for the record, means that you deal with corruption in your government. You bring judgment upon their corrupt heads. Okay? You bring judgment upon their corrupt heads. In what I just showed you concerning what's going on in Italy, this applies to all countries. People are confused, they're depressed, they're oppressed, they're afraid. And again, turn your face towards the cross of Jesus Christ and put your faith in him after you repent for breaking God's moral law, Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, and let that offense... Let the Holy Ghost bring the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, bring about godly repentance, and then begin to bear fruit, John 15, verse 8. And that repentance that I'm talking about is found in 2 Corinthians 7:10. Check out all those scriptures that I just gave you, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Put your hope in God. Psalm 121 tells us what? Our hope cometh from the hills because they fix their eyes by faith on the Christ. We walk by faith, not by sight, friends. He's in control of all things. Don't listen to those gloom and doomers. Don't listen to the propagandists, friends, because they're merely being used to judge a disobedient people. Nothing more and nothing less. Nothing more and nothing less, friends. Don't you dare turn your back on God. Don't you dare lose hope. You keep your face towards the Lord, and he is the giver of life. Rest assured. Meet him on his terms. Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3, 2. Acts 2, 38. The list goes on and goes on and goes on. I'm hoping Cody from Illinois is going to hold to the conversation concerning what's going on in Canada. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Cody. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you, Bradley. You know, we've got a lot of momentum. The Canadians are bringing to the table.
Amen.
So, You know, we need to, you know, not let that falter. I didn't think the Canadians had it in them. I was on the Telegram groups that said that they literally went and took all their semi-automatic weapons last year. They, you know, by having guns registered, I'll warn everybody, if you let your guns be registered, well, they knew where they were at. And the RMCP, they just went to everybody's house and demanded the guns that they knew they had. So
how telling.
Obviously, a lot of people hit them, you know, but I mean, it's just, that's the danger of any country, that's allowing their guns to be registered. And, but what I wanted to talk about, Bradley, are you aware that the Constitution was, you know, the original Constitution was never ratified by the state legislatures?
I just seen what you had sent this morning out of one of 300. I seen it in passing. I did see what you had to say there, but what say you concerning the topic?
Well, I'm not the expert on it, but I did find a screenshot that I sent you, and it says that, you know, you have to read it really closely. It'll say the ratification process was started when Congress turned the Constitution over to the state legislatures for consideration through specially elected state conventions of the people. So basically, the oligarchs of the day sent the people they wanted to that convention and gave them the power, in theory, to ratify. Now, I don't see how, when you're supposed to have representatives in your state legislature, how you could possibly say a new constitution is ratified by a few people sent to a convention. But apparently that's what, you know, what happened. I'm looking for some more source documents for you. I know an expert on that. And I think that's kind of the keystone issue to tell people is, you know, the fraud that was perpetrated when against the Articles of Confederation. They did not want, they were sent to adjust the Articles of Confederation, not create a whole new constitution. But the oligarchs of the day, you know, got what they wanted, and they.
I'm looking at. Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got about a minute left here, Cody.
Sure.
And I'm looking at Article 7 right now. The ratification of the conventions of 9 states shall be sufficient for the establishment of this Constitution between the states, so ratifying the same.
Right, but the original Articles of Confederation had said all states had to agree on any changes to Articles of Confederation. So it was a coup against the Articles of Confederation, the new Constitution.
But wasn't the Articles of a Confederation were actually there just to hold the states together until the Constitution was ratified?
Well, I'm not sure, but it wasn't technically ratified, you know, in the way that we think of ratification. It's in theory, your representatives are ratifying your state legislatures, but apparently that's not what happened when they claimed that it was ratified.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel that the U.S. Constitution, the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, do you think it keeps the people free if they're obedient to it?
Well, potentially, but we got a big problem with federal courts. You know, we don't have
control
over that.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
You know, they talk about having juries on the Supreme Court to keep everything more honest, and that never happens.
Yeah.
So,
I got to go, Cody. Hard break.
Bradley.
Yep, totally appreciate you. Got to your message yesterday, too, on Hollywood, as promised. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected as early as next week to loosen its guidance on indoor masking as COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We are assessing the most important factors based on where we are in the pandemic and will soon put guidance in place that is relevant and encourages prevention measures when they are most needed to protect public health and our hospitals. We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen.
Americans picked up their pace of spending in January. Retail sales surged by 3.8% last month, higher than the projections of most economists. However, 40-year record surging inflation likely pumped up the spending numbers and not more individual purchases. This is USA Radio News. Congress is looking for answers on the amount of job loss after the shutdown of the XL pipeline. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Defense Department said U.S. and Russian aircraft operating in the Mediterranean Sea flew dangerously close to each other in three separate incidents, including one in which the two nations' aircraft came within 5 feet of each other. The incidents occurred in international airspace involving three Russian Su-35 jet fighters crossing into the flight path of three U.S. PA-8 surveillance aircraft and come amid the heightened tension over Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I was just talking about, right before Cody called in, we were talking about the guy in Italy. You guys all do understand it's easy to point the finger at corruption in government for what the people at large tolerate. And how the one dictates the millions, I have no idea, especially when it's not being dictated by the rule of law. But when we watch a man sit there and set himself on fire, it goes pretty deep, does it not? 1 Corinthians 14:33 tells us, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. When he talks about that peace, when you go to Ephesians 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, by who? By the Holy Ghost, okay? And then when you go to 1 Corinthians verse 10, I'm going there just to give it to you. 1 verse 10, perfectly live radio here, friends. Just want to make sure I don't misquote it. I know what it says, but I want to give it to you exactly the way it says in the King James Version. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined in together in the name and the same mind and in the same judgment. This is all brought about by the Holy Ghost. Just for the record, okay? What's happening in America? Well, let me show you this guy that refuses to answer questions concerning what's going on in Ukraine. I'm here to tell you again, and you can mark them. China, Russia, America are all calling for a new world order. Don't you think for one moment that this is not smoke and beers? Smoke and mirrors. This is not. This is just a dog and a pony show to distract you while your country, America, is being invaded on the southern border. That's all this is. Nothing more, nothing less. Also keep in mind, friends, there's a lot of pushback coming right now. Lawsuits are raining down concerning Fauci and this woman from the CDC that acts as if she's a law unto herself and she's going to dictate what we do. Not going to happen, you witch. It's just not going to happen in Jesus' name. But it's interesting, the people are rising up little by little in America, beginning to deal with them lawfully, and now all of a sudden here comes this issue in the Ukraine. Now, I want to show you how this is being handled, and I want to show the 53 countries as to how the American people tolerate this criminal in the people's White House, because to be honest with you, it's to say it's embarrassing is to say the least. It really is. He's being questioned about Ukraine. What did Biden do? It's all a show, friends. The world's the stage. It's all a show. That's all it is. Look at him. He's asked questions by these useful idiots, throwing them softballs, and he turns out and walks away. Really, friends, that's symbolic of him turning his back on the American people, but it's not like the first time Biden hasn't done it. He's been committing the act of treason against the American people for a long time. And one question that everybody should ask is, why have all of these agencies stood down? Why have all of your said representatives stood down in the face of one that they continuously call a guilty actor of treason? Article 3, Section 3. Isn't that interesting? Is your wound incurable, friends? I'm telling you, you are corrupt. Where's the justice? Americans, where's the justice? Voter fraud, where's the justice? We're seeing these agencies defend these people. But it goes back to what I've always said. These agencies have been set up not to protect the little guy from the big guy. No, it's the big guy. They want you to think he's the big guy. But they mean to cover for the conspirators, in fact, against the little guy. That's what this is about. Oh, my goodness, friends. Hey, I'm going to show you a little more history that you might not know. Here, I'll show you this. This is happening in Justin Trudeau's country right now. People are asking the question, what is this lady on? And she's definitely on either antidepressants, Ritalin, Zoloft, or the such. Dangerous psychotropic drugs. It's a total fictitious disease. Ask the founder and the creator. But if you're looking at her, friends, in North Minneapolis, we used to call people like this tweakers. She looks like she's on meth, literally. It looks like she's trying to scratch her body. They're called ticks. It's paranoia. This is a woman that is standing next to the seat of power in Canada. Isn't this kind of odd? I mean, friend, she's clearly on something. No question about it. Now, this is a little history lesson I want to give you because most people don't know it. But when you look to history and you look at, let's just go back to that Adolf Hitler guy again. Isn't it interesting that there's an explosive bestseller mined the records of Adolf Hitler's personal doctor, among other sources, to uncover details of the long-rumored drug use by many in the Nazi regime. Of course. Of course. We know that they pump these said terrorists up with drugs. They keep the adrenaline going until they put them in a position to blow themselves up and everybody else around them. They keep them high. They create a dependency upon drugs, friends. Okay? Going back to the inside drug use that fueled the Nazi Germany, it tells us, recently published in English as Blitzed, they found that many of the Nazi regime used drugs regularly, from the soldiers in the armed forces all the way to Hitler himself. They used crystal methane or crystal meth, okay? Or they would use pervitin, okay, which was distributed by the millions to the troops before the successful invasion of France in 1940. Folks, don't think that this is anything new, because it's not. It's not anything new. And if you think for one moment people that you call your said representatives in high places are not on drugs, you better think again. You might want to talk to Donald Trump about that, the one that's continuously sniffing while he's having a conversation. There's some people that have come out that were a part of The Apprentice that will tell you information, friends, factual information about Donald Trump that is very disturbing, to say the least, of the activities of Donald Trump behind closed doors. Again, nothing new here. Am I suggesting? No, I'm telling you. First-hand information as to what the facts of the matter are. Everybody talks about how Adolf Hitler used to be on drugs. They used to talk about how the SS was on drugs. They always said crystal meth. We always heard that. Or fentanyl, right? And it's exactly what's going on. And to suggest that it all of a sudden stopped, listen, we're on the same downhill path that the world was in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, before a world war. They are precipitating a world war. There's no question about it. I've taken the time several times, friends, to show you quotes by former SS Nazis. And they told us exactly how they would create war. They say that was easy. Herman said that it's easy to do. Just tell them that they're under attack. And if they don't go along with it, then they're a part of the problem. In essence, that's exactly what he said. Carl Deunitz said. He said that politicians are the ones that are responsible for creating these disgusting crimes. Just yesterday, I highlighted the fact that we had a lieutenant governor from Virginia talking about the crimes that are being promoted by government in your country, America. And she said this is coming from the highest platforms of government. Of course, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. By the way, we also have Dr. Martin now moving to Canada again concerning Justin Trudeau, who said that he's making mad gains because of his involvement concerning that of Big Pharma. They all are. No, nobody would push this pandemic without having facts if it wasn't that they sold their souls and that they blinded themselves by taking a gift from under the table that the Bible warns us about in the book of Deuteronomy. Of course they are. Here, let me show you this guy that is being resisted on so many different fronts in Canada. Maybe you can understand as to why the Canadians are very angry with this effeminate traitor to the people that he's to represent. Check this out.
This is about the Prime Minister's ideological attachment to keeping COVID restrictions and mandates. 63% of Canadians want the restrictions and mandates to end. Conservatives presented a motion yesterday asking simply for a plan, but the Prime Minister is in denial and is ignoring the science. He might as
the
well
Prime Minister's in denial.
Because he's doing nothing productive or constructive to help this situation. Can the Prime Minister tell...
Now, I want you to pay attention to the fact that while many are being entertained, even those that are listening to us on the radio, the visual on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, it's interesting to note these said representatives that are allegedly standing up for the people in Canada, they all have masks on, which means they're showing you their allegiance to the master that they serve. So don't be fooled by this circus of politics, friends, because that's all it is.
Outdated.
Listen to the laughter coming from the people in the background when Trudeau stands up. Listen carefully.
Like I said, this is a time for responsible leadership to end these blockades. Unfortunately, the Conservatives continue to play partisan games.
So now he's accusing the other side of what he's guilty of.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut off the Prime Minister just for a second.
One guy,
and
friends, one guy
heckling is usually throwing one comment
has the free hand to control a country. Well, these people in government, you hear them laughing in the background?
That's not...
This is how serious the issue is in Canada, that they're laughing about it, and they do nothing but accuse each other of the crimes that they're both guilty of.
Unfortunately, we see that even in a moment of extremely challenging times, when people are moving forward with responsible leadership and responsible tools, the Conservatives can't help themselves but play crass political games and divide.
See, it's just blaming the two-party system. It's set up to divide and conquer, Mark 325, and it's exactly what the people allow him to do.
Who ripped down fencing around.
See, folks, he's guilty of H-E double hockey sticks, and he wants you to believe that he is the voice of the people and that he is the voice for the law, when in fact he's guilty of transgressing the very laws that he promised to uphold. No wonder why they're out there doing what they're doing. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thoughts? It's up to you. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that because that's what you've done, not what we have done. Let's go back to this. And here's kind of the theme of what I want to kind of zero in. I want to dovetail this whole message today. Because it's just array. Everything seems to be an array. By design. In judgment, God said, I'll turn that nation into hell. Yep. Psalm 9, 16 and 17. Okay. So I advise everybody to get back to the right place for your soul's sake, for eternity's sake, right? But you know what the bad guys hate more than anything? They hate unity. As a matter of fact, that's why they continuously suppress and censor all of the millions of people. Yesterday, we got a phone call from our friend Derek in Australia. He told us that the protest in Australia garnered over 1.4 million people. The mainstream media, what did they do? They reported that hundreds of people showed up when, in fact, there was millions. I'm sorry, 1.4 million people. They hate unity. They don't want you coming together. That's why you have 50 different channels to pick from. If it's higher than that, I'm sorry, I'm outdated, don't watch TV. 2 Corinthians 6:17, James 4:4, Amos 3:3. Obedience, son, here, out of love. Not because I have to, but out of love. Filial, not diabolical. Okay? But they hate unity. See, this is what they want you to see. They want you to see these idiots on the floor of Parliament fighting back and forth and back, right? But again, I want you to pay attention. If you're on social media platforms, pay attention to all the useful idiots in that room right now. Are you telling me that nobody in that room or on that floor in Parliament right now has the same information that we have? Every one of those masks that they have on their face, they don't work. Saith not Bradley Dean, but the manufacturers, right? Okay. But look at this. They just promote disunity. They promote the good guy versus the bad guy. But Americans, one thing I ask all the time, where's the justice? None. There's no justice. Just division. And guess who suffers? The people. See, this is what they don't want you to see, friends. They don't want you to see the unity on the streets. Going back to Canada, of the Canadians shaking hands and working together with the police there that are all standing against the likes of Justin Trudeau in his criminal regime. Because that's exactly what it is. You know, I fear too many people out there suspect that what I say is to the extreme of what the truth may be. I'm here to say, what is it that they have to do to bring you to the point as to where I am? Can somebody tell me? What do they have to do before you figure out that you're being lied to? Consistent, continuously, rhetorically, friends. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. This is the unity in Canada that they don't want you to see. And I want you to see it if you're on social media platforms. Notice the police and everybody's just kind of walking down the street, hugging each other because they're in on it together. Oh, and this is right, by the way, all of this that's being filmed is right in front of where all the semis are blocking the highways. They're not at war with each other, but the mainstream media continuously creates the war because the useful idiots take the picture and then they create a war out of it, said William Randolph Hearst, an occultist. And it's exactly how they play the game. Look at this. They're singing their national anthem. Isn't that interesting, friends? They don't want you to see the unity on the streets. They just want to show you and magnify the pro wrestlers on the Parliament floor. Okay? Which, by the way, they're on the same side. And if they weren't, why is it that they're laughing about what the people are suffering? Well, how can they laugh when the people that they serve are suffering? This is what's going on, not just in Canada, all over the world. Isn't this something? It's beautiful, man. Love it. I think of Psalm 133. The Lord desires unity. He loves unity. Freedom. Freedom, friends. They're talking about freedom. They understand if they want their freedom, they're going to have to fight for their freedom. Wow. Isn't that fantastic? Proud of the Canadians. Anybody out there proud of the Canadians? Yeah, me too. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that Trudeau's personal security guard resigned. He said, I refuse to obey his tyrannical orders against the people. You know, it's taken 2.5 years for the mainstream media in America, namely Fox News, the best that you have. You're wrong. It's interesting how Fox News is starting to call it out for the way it is because the people are rising up. They're beginning to talk about the unconstitutional edicts taking place here in America, right? Boy, oh boy, folks, talking about a little slow on the uptake here. My goodness, Americans, love you enough to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. Here's another school board I'm about ready to show you on social media platforms. Again, you didn't hear any of this through the state-controlled media, right? But here are the people in America. High five to you, my friends. As to what's going on at school boards, they're being served up lawsuits because the people are zeroed out concerning the crimes of the school boards. And it's interesting how the school boards, one day they're nobody, the next day they seem to think that they're above the law and they act accordingly because the people at large have put them there. That's why. That's why they act in such a fashion. Well, these people here, friends, are bringing to remembrance that they're there to serve the people, not the other way around. They always want to get in the last word, don't they, friends? You sick and tired of it yet? Yep, me too. Me too. Folks, we don't live forever, and we got to make it count concerning the time that we have, right? Yep, I think that's a pretty good idea. Also wanted to show you this, friends, that as I just said a couple minutes ago, we have David Martin here. I'll let him talk for a minute.
And it has to do with a statement that I made several months ago about the Canadian government and why the Canadian government seems to be taking what appears to be a rather undemocratic and unusual stance with respect to what's going on in Ottawa and around the country, and now, obviously, things that are appearing to unfold here in the United States. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to take a moment to make something abundantly clear about a statement that I made several months ago and documents that I've shared as many as a year and a half ago. But the reason I wanted to do it was to put it into context for all of you. I had a very interesting email exchange. And the email exchange started earlier this week. It started on Tuesday, I believe it was. And it came from a young lady at the Associated Press. The Associated Press person is a woman named Allie Swenson. And before I go too far into this story, I want to make abundantly clear that I have spent a lot of time trying to understand Allie and what she's about. I've tried to understand her work. I'm actually quite pleased to find out that there's a lot of things about Allie that seem to be just wonderful people. She's cared for people who are in need. She's cared for people who are, you know, homeless and children who are being greatly, you know, subjected to unfortunate circumstances. There's a lot about Allie that just seems like a really great person, which is part of the reason why I wanted to understand the email that I received. And I'm going to go ahead and share this with you so that you can actually start seeing what gave rise to this story. I received the email from Allie, which you
listen
see
carefully
ahead of you now on your screen. I'm hoping to reach out to David Martin. Now, that's an interesting thing. Reaching out to me is a pretty easy thing. She's a reporter with the Associated Press, and we'll put an asterisk next to that because it turns out that's a very dubious term to put on the opening. Which, you know, requested a comment for a story she was working on.
Okay, and so folks, for the sake of time, I got to get to this because we don't have 20 minutes to get to the point. But he's got pulled up here, Dr. David Martin does, right now. It's an email from this Allie that he's highlighting, this useful idiot from the AP, okay, propaganda outlet. It says, hi there, I'm hoping to reach David Martin, CEO and chairman of MCAM. I'm a reporter with the Associated Press seeking comment from him for a story we are working on this week. Listen carefully. Clips of a presentation Martin gave are circulating widely on social media, repeating his claim that the Canadian government gets a kickback from each Pfizer or Moderna shot that is administered. Wow. But we already showed you this. Because we know that the Business Insider reported that administrators in local hospitals get incentives, kickbacks. The doctors get kickbacks. The nurses get kickbacks. If they take remdesivir, they get kickbacks. If they're put on a mechanical ventilator, they're given a kickback. Money, incentives, right? Well, I did my homework locally here in the state of Minnesota and in my county. $15 million is going into that hospital. Isn't that interesting, friends? So don't suggest that this is just gossip or hearsay that this is happening. Of course the Canadian government is getting the kickback, because if they weren't, they wouldn't keep pushing the narrative for as long as that they will and that they have. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.